Shout out to the new mums this week who are possibly breastfeeding while listening to this.
Hey, mums.
It is World Breastfeeding Week, and Charlie Robinson of Hi Fi fame joins us right now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for talking about this. Such an important subject.
It really is. I'm so pleased to have you on the program, and let's just put in a bit of background information in there. You're now mum of two, and the second bub is only 2 weeks old.
Yeah, I'm not even used to you saying that. Like, that just made my eyes go really big. Am I a mum of two?
So should we be whispering? Where are we at this morning?
No, we're actually feeding. So I'm being a very good ambassador of this week because we're
good
breastfeeding right now while we're talking. And so I'm starting again on this journey. And why I was so glad to be an ambassador is to see these stats that are staggering, that over 50% of women feel uncomfortable breastfeeding in public and that there's a stigma around it, really upset me because being a new mum is hard enough and you feel isolated as it is. So to not be able to leave the house and go and get groceries in case your baby, of course they'll need to feed at some point, you should be able to sit down and do that without worry and concern of
Absolutely.
Judgment.
Yeah. What sort of situations are you finding yourself feeling uncomfortable that you shouldn't, Charlie?
For me, it was probably with, because I haven't really left the house in 2 weeks, with Theodora, my newborn, but with Kensington, we had to fly a lot with Getaway. I was filming. So on the plane, I would be sitting there and I would be thinking, oh no, I hope whoever I'm sitting next to doesn't mind if I'm breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Fortunately, most of them were just incredible. Even the men were just like, oh no, I've got my wife done this four times, or they were so encouraging. And for a mum that, there's so many emotions running through our body and hormones. We barely sleep as it is. So to have that sort of kind word, or even with just when someone gives you a nice look, like just an encouraging smile when you're out and about breastfeeding, it's just, it's enough to keep you going, because I think otherwise it's too easy to give up, and that's what a lot of us women do. It's just too hard to keep going when you don't feel supported, because breastfeeding isn't an easy journey for every mum. It's really hard. So if the community just has this conversation, and next time you see a breastfeeding woman, give her this little smile of just encouragement, you're doing well.
Good on you, mum.
Yeah, that's what we need, cheerleaders.
Because, Charlie, that's what we call it. We call it meals on wheels, or maybe legs, and fast food, because it's very convenient to breastfeed, isn't it?
Totally. And I know Kensington ate for free for like 6 months.
Exactly.
I kept saying to my partner, Liam, look at the money I'm saving us.
And that's why we enjoy it too. It's like, yep, that's great. Economically, a fantastic move,
well,
and good for bub too.
A lot of the struggle too can be with mums going back to work and then trying to find an appropriate space to express. My memory of this was I was doing the same job here, but in another town. But I used to go into the boardroom and just lock them out. Like, they didn't have a meeting schedule, but like,
Did you have to go to those lengths, though?
Well, you do have to go somewhere private, but there's generally a lot of women reporting that they get told to go to the bathrooms, Charlie.
Yeah, I was one of them. So I was filming for Getaway at City World in the Gold Coast, and I needed to express because Kensington was only 8 weeks old. And just for anyone listening that maybe hasn't breastfed, when you're not with your baby, you have to pump because the milk can, it can be really dangerous for the mum if she doesn't get it out of her breast. So here I am in this toilet, couldn't find a power point to put the pump into. I was connecting it to the hand dryer. You could hear this whirling. I was like a pumping cow in the public toilet with tourists coming in and out. It was hilarious, but you've got to do these things as a mum. So it'd be nice if businesses had like a booth or just a room or something where women could use, like you did the boardroom, to express, because it's the best thing for your baby.
Certainly at least an understanding of what's happening.
It's necessary,
you know?
And that's how some mums go about things.
Wow.
Now, also to note that social media has played a part negatively in the past, with so many platforms reporting posts and banning them if there's a photo of a woman, a mum, breastfeeding. So how can we improve this and make it more positive this week for World Breastfeeding Week, Charlie?
Yeah, we're getting there with that. But definitely use the hashtag World Breastfeeding Week. Pop up a photo and celebrate that moment that you had, or maybe you're having now. But I think with social media, we also need to be honest, because I think a lot of posts mm-hmm. with breastfeeding women make it look so natural and easy, and a lot of women struggle. So share your real story with us of how hard it was, how many tears you shed, how difficult it was, and you kept at it. It can take weeks and even months to get it right. Share that story, and also Philip Davent are going to give away huge prize packages for those mums. So get involved with the hashtag World Breastfeeding Week.
Look, I'll be honest, the most tears I shed was when I had the milk done to put in the freezer, but it didn't make it all the way home because it fell over and tipped everywhere, Charlie.
No.
It's like liquid gold.
Right now thinking of it. Yeah, the liquid gold is
so
gone.
Distressing.
And while we really appreciate it at the workplace and stuff, I think correct labelling of said milk in the fridge is vitally important also.
Yes, I was actually told that anecdote by a head boss once. He just said, I just want to make sure no one confuses your milk with the milk for coffee.
I was
like, it's really okay. It won't be a thing.
That is so funny. Oh, my goodness. You've got to set up a camera if someone ever does that, though. I need to see that on YouTube.
That could be some more inappropriate footage there.
Thank you so much for helping normalise breastfeeding this morning, Charlie Robinson. Enjoy your day with your beautiful baby. And
thank
let's get involved
guys.
This week for World Breastfeeding Week.
Maxie and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's Triple M.